the Honolulu City Council considered a veto override that would require 6 out of the 9 member votes. Bill 72 allows high-rise condominiums without fire sprinkler systems an additional 2 years to complete a life system evaluation and retrofit. Honolulu Fire Department Chief Manuel Neves, accompanied by a half dozen firefighters, pleaded to council members to let the veto stand.
July 14, 2017, the day of the Marco Polo, was one of the worst days of my life. It's that day that I had to send 120 of my firefighters into that raging fire. We had 2 maydays, and a mayday is when a firefighter either lost or they think they're going to die. We were lucky we didn't have any injuries. But you know, sprinklers buy time, and what time buys is life. So please, I beg you, override the veto.
Mayor Kirk Caldwell spoke out last week against a city council override of his veto. He says extending the retrofit timeline puts seniors on fixed incomes in non-sprinkler high-rises at risk.
I'm not backing away from that. And I am sensitive to our seniors that live in high-rises. I don't want them to die. I don't want them to burn alive. I want to save them. And yes, it may cost some money to do so, but nowhere near what people are saying.
But council member Carol Fukunaga says many seniors want to delay the costs of a retrofit, and high-rise condo associations are also asking for more time.
Their buildings are not able to comply because they can't get lists of professionals to assist them in the life safety evaluation process. The fire department has not provided its list of recommendations, which was due on December 1. And so for those reasons, I urge that we support the override.
Following the discussion, Council Chair Ernie Martin called on City Clerk Glenn Takahashi to tally the vote.
Mr. Chair, there are 5 ayes, 3 noes, 1 member is absent.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. The bill has failed to receive the necessary 2/3 vote of the entire membership of the council and shall be deemed finally lost.
Following the City Council's vote, Fire Chief Neves said the department is concentrating on the 150 or so buildings that are high risk and pose the greatest danger. He also reiterated that the cost of a retrofit is a concern, but it's not as bad as it's being portrayed.
We have a building right now that's being retrofitted, and the cost came in at $8,000 per unit. And with the $2,000 homeowner's exemption credit, it comes down to $6,000 per unit. For $6,000 for each unit, they can do the entire lobby, the hallways, and the individual apartments.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.